64. Jilly and Jolly are gone away in the ambulance. Jeremy and me stand on the sidewalk holding hands among the onlookers, who have got real interested in Jolly's life all of a sudden. Mr. Jeremy is one confused person. He hasn't got a clue about hospitals, being that he doesn't remember being born. Jilly napping truck is about as clear as he's gonna get for now. I listen to the folks muttering Jeremy is a poor little kid, and his sister too, and I don't believe them. This comes as a surprise even to me not believing. Maybe before, but not now. How many of these neighbors ignoring Jolly for her ignorance and bad luck could go down on their knees and save their kid from choking to death this afternoon while the world was going on outside in the sunshine? Jeremy in his big, deep glasses, too. Not even 3 yet, and he punched the 9 on the phone. He's pulling on my hand now.